Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 26, His Ruling. Truly, I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. Matthew 25, verse 40. My family moved to the United States for 1 year when I was 12. It was hard for me to adjust without knowing the language, and I felt out of place, even at school. Soon, a wonderful girl named Lynell Blazin befriended me and changed my life. We hugged, cried, and laughed when we met again 40 years later. I told her what a difference she had made for me, but she kept repeating, "I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. You are my friend." This is the typical response of the blessed ones inheriting the kingdom. They are unaware of their kind deeds and are not counting on them in order to be saved. In Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, Jesus is the king on his throne, separating the nations into two groups as he pronounces his verdict. Both the righteous and the unrighteous seem absolutely astonished by the king's ruling. The king informs those on the right that they had ministered to him in six distinct ways. When he had been hungry, thirsty, a stranger, naked, sick, and in prison. We see astonishment in their response. When? They don't remember doing these things for him. They were not keeping record. Jesus explains that when they did this for his brothers, even the least of them, they actually did it for him. The unrighteous feel baffled by the king's decision as well, because they feel that they have done plenty of good deeds to prove their righteousness. When did we see you and didn't minister to you? When did we miss you? But the truth was that by ignoring the least of these, they had ignored him. The kingdom of God is characterized by the selfless spirit that was manifested in Jesus. It is an unselfish ministry that true happiness is found, and every word and deed of such service is recorded in the books of heaven as done for Christ. Live in the sunshine of the Savior's love. Then your influence will bless the Lord. Let the Spirit of Christ control you. Let the law of kindness be ever on your lips. Forbearance and unselfishness mark the words and actions of those who are born again, to live the new life in Christ. Ellen G. White, Testimonies for the Church, Volume 7, Pacific Press, page 50.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!